For the record, can you state your name and age?
My name is Sam Jethro. I'm 73 years old.
Okay, and what is your current occupation? Your current occupation?
I operate a bar, Jethro's Bar.
Okay, and what aspect of baseball have you been affiliated with in the past? Did you play or did you umpire or what did you do?
When I finished playing, I came back here and played a little with the boys right here in the semi-pro ball.
Okay, is that also called like the minor leagues?
No, that's what the Glenwood League here. That's what the Glenwood League that they had around here, and I played a while with them here.
Okay, and what was the name of the team that you played for?
I played for the Cola Beer, and I played with West Springfield.
Okay, and can you briefly tell me how you became interested in baseball?
Well, I just liked to play baseball, and I just came around and started playing it. There was nothing in general, nobody did nothing to get me interested. I just started playing.
Okay, so would you say that you had an inspiration, somebody that you like to see playing, or that?
I like to see a lot of kids play. I talk to a lot of kids now that's out playing softball. Well, they can't get nowhere playing softball. But the way they give that money out in baseball, I don't know why. If they had any talent in playing, they should be playing baseball.
Okay. What positions did you play?
Center field.
Center field? Okay. Was that the only position, or did you?
No, and up to that, that's all I played, center field.
Okay.
Originally, around before I went into the major league, I played catcher in a different position, some, but when I went to major league, it was just center field.
Okay. What, did you also play in another league before you went into the league around here?
Around here? No, semi-pro. I played in my hometown.
Did you play for the Negro League, too?
Yeah, I played for the Cleveland Buckeyes in the Negro League. Yeah.
Okay, and what position did you play with them?
Center field
with them, too. Okay. Would you say that was your favorite position, or would you have rather played something
else? I came to the Cleveland Buckeyes, I came as a catcher.
Okay.
But they saw that I run pretty fast, so they put me in the outfield.
Okay. All right. Would you say that baseball was popular around in the community at the time that you played?
Yeah, baseball has always been popular around everywhere, you know.
Okay, and can you like approximate the years that you played ball?
In where? I played from 1942 to 48 with the Cleveland Buckeyes. That's in the Negro League.
Okay.
Then I played from 48 to 49 with the Montreal Roars. That's AAA, the Brooklyn Dodgers organization.
Okay.
See, the Dodgers brought me from the Negro League and sent me to Montreal.
Okay.
Then the Braves brought me from Montreal, and I went up with them. And I was rookie here in 1950.
Okay. All righty. Let's see. In your opinion, why was the Negro League formed, or the leagues around here?
Well, I couldn't answer that because the Negro League went way beyond the time that I went in to play. They went way beyond that, you know.
Okay.
How they organized or what, that's beyond me.
Okay. Can you tell me, like, one of your most memorable experiences with the Negro League and then with the Glenwood League around here?
Glenwood League?
Uh-huh.
The Glenwood League, well, the experience that I had with the Glenwood League is we never had too much to be experienced about. We just played, you know. We never win the championship or nothing in the Glenwood League. Then when the Cleveland Buckeyes, my most memorable, we win the championship in 1945, we win the championship and beat the Homestead Greens for world champion in the Negro League in 1945. So So that made me remember that.
Okay. Okay. Would you like to comment on the recent baseball strike that happened this summer?
Well, that's an incident that both of them was trying to get their point over. The owners want the salary cap, the players don't want it. To me, I think it has to be some conclusion and ending in the fact of what I mean to say is because salaries are escalating way up high now. When I first went into the major league, starting salary was $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
But that was pretty fair money back there in 1950.
Right.
But now it has gone tremendous high now. So, well, we see who went out.
Okay. Do you have any of favorite players that you played with around the area that you really liked playing with?
In the Negro League, I have one ball player here that played. The rest of them have died that lived here.
Mm-hmm.
Willie Grace, he and I played on the same team in the Negro League.
Okay, and is he from the community, Erie community?
He live here now.
Okay.
Yeah. He's here now.
Okay.
He stayed down on Front Street. And we go off on car shows every once in a while, sometime together, sometime different car shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. When you stopped playing ball, did you stop because you no longer wanted to play, or was it?
I stopped because you got too old.
Too old?
Age make you stop doing anything.
That's the truth. That is the truth. Okay, and just out of curiosity, when you were playing, were you mainly playing for fun, or were you actually, was that your living? You were making your living playing ball?
When I played?
Mm-hmm.
I played my living.
Okay.
That was my living, because sometime I would play, I'd go to Cuba, Venezuela, Puerto Rico, play in the wintertime, you know, play
uh-huh.
in the summer, play in there in the winter.
Wow.
So that's where my living was made.
Okay.
In baseball.
Okay. Was it pretty sufficient and taking
yeah.
care of your family?
Take care of my family,
yourself?
Home, and buy the house and all.
Okay.
And then you did.
Okay. I think that's about all I have to ask. Would you have anything else that you would like to comment or tell me about?
No, in general, just hope you pass the grade for doing it.
I had got a copy of your card.
Yeah, this is, they have a number of different cards out.
Uh-huh.
This is Ted Williams with these cards out here.
Yeah.
They have another.
Yeah, that, I don't know, would you say what they said about you being the fastest?
Yeah, I run. Then I run pretty fast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they consider some considered I was most fastest man in the league.
Mm-hmm.
I led the league in stolen bases and whatnot, but I run pretty good.
Okay. And would you say that your most prominent years were while you were playing in the Negro League, or when you came back here to play in the Glenwood League?
Well, I did it in both leagues.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I led the league in stolen bases, Negro
okay.
League, and the major leagues, and the international league.
Okay, so you're pretty fair.
And in
the
Cuban league.
All right, so you was just well-rounded.
Yeah, right.
But it's pretty good balance. You
that's
were good
what I was noted for is stealing bases.
Okay. Alrighty. Do you remember what your batting average was, your best batting average during a season?
Well, I batted in the major league. I batted my first year, what made me a rookie of the year. I batted 280,
okay.
led the league in stolen bases, hit 18 home runs, and scored 100 runs and like that.
Okay, that's all I have to ask you for the time being. I thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Okay.
Enjoyable.
Thank you.
Okay. All right.